Good morning and welcome to Open Air. I'm sorry, Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice, whether you feel like it or not. Practice ignoring any voice of resistance, especially I don't want to and I don't feel like it. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Catherine from St. Louis.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi. Well, I pretty much cried my way through open air last night. I was actually in the queue. So Sangha was kind of all on the same wavelength, I think, last night.
Speaking for you, huh? Speaking for all of us.
And what I'm seeing is that there is a reluctance or resistance to, for lack of a better term, facing reality and being okay with it or finding a way to accept it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my conditioned habits, the addictive behaviors, are to escape pain. Mm-hmm. And it's the pain that, you know, it's the pain of disappointment and seeing cruelty or, you know, that kind of thing. And, I don't know what I'm looking at today. I did a lot of recording and listening. That's my practice. My daily practice is recording and listening in the morning.
Good for you.
Like one of the first things I do. So wanting to bring practice, go ahead.
Well, the thing that is first and foremost for me is the realization that the pain that we're trying to escape is the pain that is being created through our own thinking.
Okay.
Does that hang together?
Okay. Okay. So it can be projection, but it can also just be somebody else is genuinely in a bad situation, and I feel pain about that. It's pain that there's some kind of story going on.
That's right. And story is the better word for it, isn't it? And so the story is based in a deep ego belief. I never think that it actually believes it, but it wants us to believe that there is something wrong and there is not enough.
Now,
both of those beliefs and assumptions are unproved, right? But they exist in conditioned mind, and they're very popular. Right? So egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, gets that one going with little tiny people. And then it just grows and grows and grows and grows. As we increasingly believe that the world, the story that is being created by egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, and being projected out from that is real, is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, all we know is that's how we experience it. Now, let's take it the next step. Not everybody experiences it that way. Obviously, there are a ton of people who are living in a story of the world is here for you to take advantage of. So get everything you can out of it for you. And nothing else matters. Doesn't matter, right? So now, which of those two orientations is most likely to cause a person to want to choose unconditional love, to want to awaken and end suffering, to be a contribution to the end of suffering? Which of those orientations will most likely take a person in that conscious, compassionate awareness direction.
The first one.
That's exactly right. So I consider us to be lucky people. Because we are endeavoring to get the wheel of karma stopped and get it turning in a direction away from suffering. If we were tied to that wheel of karma and we were going around and around and around in the direction of suffering, in the direction of increasing suffering, because remember, it's a wheel. It's not just standing still. So if I am living a life of complete egocentricity, where nothing matters except me, 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 that wheel of karma is going toward suffering in a way that I suspect sooner or later will become intolerable, and that whoever that human being is riding that wheel at that point is going to be offered an option of going in a different direction.
Okay. Okay. Good. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you there? Oh, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I'd like to think that they have the same opportunity I do.
Absolutely. And, you know, I said to someone on the program last night, I was talking about the level of respect and admiration and gratitude that I feel for everyone who is making their best attempt consciously to do the very best they can, okay? And the amount of it's not exactly hope, but it's somewhere along those lines that I feel for people who are suffering and they don't yet see their way out of it. You know, we would put them in a category, not that there's any truth or reality to any of this except with conditioning, but we can see the goodness in those people, and we can see how they are striving and how they are suffering. And you just want to send them all of the good energy, the strength that you can send them, because they're having a hard battle. Okay, and struggling just exactly the way we do. Sometimes getting completely identified, going into despair, being angry, being bitter, being resentful. But we can see so clearly that it's all coming from a goodness in them, a disappointment, the word that you use, a disappointment that they can see what is possible and can't manage to have that experience.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And for the people who are just on the me, get everything I can and to hell with everything else, you know, there's just great sympathy, because that is not a happy way to live.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the unconditional love that you were talking about for the person who struggles and just can't get there, that can be for us, you know. That can be for
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why we stop the self-hatred. That's why we say awareness practice doesn't actually begin until we stop the self-hatred. Because as long as we're in that ego loop, we're actually just perpetuating karma. So to have the courage to drop the self-hatred and choose the compassion, that's big. That's where we all are. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you so
much.
Thank
you, Catherine. You're so welcome.
Really helpful. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Good. Bye.
Thanks, Catherine. Love that conversation, Jerry. The thing that is that I took from it is there's an experiential way by which we recognize recognize the process, I guess, of not wanting to face up against what Catherine called reality. It's painful.
Thinking reality.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a way in which facing up to it causes the causes the experiential transformation of knowing that we're not separate from it.
Yeah,
and that
for
is
life.
That is liberation, right? Because the fact that we are human, sentient human beings that have the capacity to imagine ourselves as separate is as much as true as life and what's in life that is life as a result of being separate from it.
Yes.
And
yes.
So the reality we really face is not the content reality, but the process reality the inevitability of our experience of pain and suffering because we are separate.
Yes, which is the inspiration to awaken.
That's right.
That
what we'll get left with is you can't solve the world's problems by changing the world or hoping that other people change. The only way to experience a different orientation is to awaken to the reality of how things are. And that is much deeper than just the sense of separation.
That's right. And I think we were talking about this here yesterday, where the key to that is realizing that what knows all of this is the awareness that is our authentic nature. So we go out and we get involved with the ego and that story and that world and it all the blah, 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 blah. But how do we know that that's happening? Because conscious, compassionate awareness is what we are. So we drop that ego story and we turn our attention to that which is aware and the wheel of karma, is grinding to a halt.
Yes. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, Sherry. This is Lori in the Bay Area.
Hello, Lori.
Boy, there's so much just what you were just talking about and what I had in my mind, and there's just too much for it all to come out.
we can't contain it all.
Exactly. The thing that really jumped out for me this month in this month's focus was the assignment about the karmic conversation holds the key, but the conversation is framed so that we look at what is not so rather than what is so.
Yes.
Even though I've read that, of course, many times over this year, but this content, it really hit me the illusion of a separate self is, in fact, inadequate to its life. But I'm looking, where I'm being told to look is outside myself. And I'm just being told to look in the wrong direction.
Yes.
It's just like, just look. This is where, the kingdom of heaven is within.
Exactly. Exactly so. And you know, Lori, what's so great about that, as I think we're like a week away from this particular little adventure ending. And so we've been doing this for this whole year, 10 months or whatever it's been. And that image that I like of we start out and we find the light switch, and it's a dimmer switch, okay? And we give it a crank. And then we give it a crank. We give it a crank, right? And by the time we get to this point, the lights are on. So you encounter that very same exercise, right?
Yeah.
But you are in a completely different place because the lights are on and your eyes are wide open. And that's what awareness practice is.
Yeah. That I wish I more often could consciously feel that the lights are on and all that.
Well, you will, Lori. You will. That's what just happened.
True. Yes.
Yeah. Because what you saw is
this whole exercise.
I'm looking in the wrong place. So when you now get pulled into one of those stories, you'll realize, whoa, wait a minute. I'm looking in the wrong place. The kingdom of heaven is within. That's where the bliss is. That's where the joy is. right? The authentic nature is conscious, compassionate awareness. Oh, I need to look there. And how did you know that? Because that was what was informing you.
Yes, and that was because that intellectually, theoretically, I've heard that and known that forever. You know, just not forever, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
to have it experientially, like, yes. oh, I've made my mentally ill mother my God. That's no wonder things are so screwed up.
Right.
I'm looking in the wrong direction.
Looking in the wrong direction. Yes.
Yeah.
And we can extrapolate, right? So we can look around at the world and we can know that just about everybody is doing the same thing. And they've made a god of whatever egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate says is the most important thing in their world. And they have served that false god for as long as they have. And we're waking up. We're realizing, wait a minute, we can use this word. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That
with all of it exists in this reality, I'm going to be laser focused on this one really wrong thing? Really? I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and the other thing that has been really helpful is I've been gradually, by listening to the calls every day, seeing that this massive amount of fear that has kept me, like the fear of, you know, my mom's going to kill me. But finally, I'm seeing I'm not the fear. Fear is self.
Yes.
It's actually not a part who is frightened,
yes.
but it's
yes.
self-hate really having
yes.
a way to control me.
Yeah, exactly so, Lori. Exactly so.
If I can make you terrified, then you're not going to
yep.
look anywhere else.
That's right. That's right. You'll do exactly what I say.
Yeah.
And we can see that being played out around the world, can't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of my recording of that. Yeah, like this is, I'm being just like the people who I disagree with vehemently.
Yes. Yes, exactly, exactly. The content is different. The process is exactly the same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that good to see? So if you ever find yourself, you know, obsessing about mom or whatever it is that conversation is, you know, mm-hmm. have this conversation on your recorder, plug it in, and put those earbuds in and remember that you're the one who knows all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, that what you were just saying earlier about, you know, the awareness, that's
mm-hmm.
stepping back into that.
That's right. And that awareness informed you of these very large connections that you have talked about this very morning. Mm-hmm.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Yeah.
Go
Thank
happy.
Thank you both. Thank everybody. It's been so helpful for me all year.
I know, me too. It's fabulous. Love it. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Lori.
Thank you. Go happy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lori. That's such a wonderful description of what we're doing in practice, right, Cherry, that we're we're just ignorant. I think you mentioned
yeah.
this on the radio show, is there's an ignorance, which
yeah.
which is a state of collapsed awareness, and awareness practice mm-hmm. is the process of expanding the awareness to be aware of when awareness is collapsed so that
yeah.
I can redirect the attention to an expanded awareness.
Well, you just summarized the whole thing there in one or two straightforward sentences. That's exactly it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And the to underline an essential piece of that, it's not that we're bad. It's not that there's anything wrong with us. It's that we are living in ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as Lori just phrased it, we're looking in the wrong direction.
Yes, and we don't know that. And so,
and we don't know that. That's the ignorance.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so we're trying as hard as we can try, doing the very best that we can, and just, yeah, spinning around on the wheel of karma.
Mm. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is from San Carlos.
This is who?
Anna.
Oh, Anna. Hey, Anna.
Hey, Sherry.
good to hear your voice.
I know. It's really great to be on. so I'm calling to say I'm here. I just have been going through a rough period, and I just wanted to – I had an opportunity to call, and so I just wanted to call and say I'm here, and I've been listening
Good.
To the radio show and
Good.
Following along and doing my best.
Good.
And that and being kind of okay with that. I think that's sort of my practice right now is just doing what I can and, you know,
recognizing,
stopping whatever conversation is.
Yeah, and let's phrase it this way. Recognizing
yeah.
that you're doing the best that you can do right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, I think, is like, I don't know. I think that's like the best, actually. That's like everything, really.
Yes. Because no matter what's going on, that's the attitude of mind and heart we want to have.
Yeah. Right?
Because it is kind to the human being. And that kindness can only come from center.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that kindness can only come from center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's the process of kindness that I want to practice. It's like the grand delusion is the what's is what we're practicing about, but it's
right.
It's not. It's the process of kindness that I'm practicing.
Yes. And it starts with the human being. Right, the whole
yeah.
everything we've been talking about this morning, all of the ignorance, the delusion, the suffering, the all of that story starts with identifying with an ego that wants to control the human being by pointing out what's wrong and what's missing, and making that human being suffer so that human being will give attention to that ego.
Yeah.
And not
yeah.
doing that, not doing that is everything.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy I'm able to connect and to, it's funny, I was listening to one of the recordings of this class.
Retreat.
The other
mm-hmm.
day. Yeah. Retreat. And it was like, I don't know, I was listening, and then I finally heard. And it was like the first time I had really heard in a while. And it was like,
gosh,
I'm so impressed with this human being that just sticks with it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And I just, I love that experience. I love the way you just described it. I always go to being in a math class, and math was not my long suit. And, you know, I don't get it. And then all of a sudden, oh, I get it. I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's that I project. That's what you experience with that hearing. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the recognition of like, oh, right, right.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing here.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, I am expressing gratitude, which is everything. It's not just expressing gratitude. I am expressing
mm-hmm.
gratitude that there's a place that I can keep coming to and people that keep practicing. And that
yeah.
even if I'm at the back of the V, it feels like I'm at the back of the V. Sometimes I realize I'm at the front of the V.
yes.
And it doesn't really
yes.
matter.
That's
not
right.
A
it doesn't matter if we're all flying along
matter.
Together.
But if it's not my voice on the radio show, you know, during a particular period, I'm grateful for everyone else's voices that I can just keep
yeah.
listening to until I can hear again.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's such an experience of oneness, isn't it?
Yeah.
That every... People say that in practice a lot when they hear, right? That
mm-hmm.
everybody's speaking for me. Every voice
yeah.
is my voice. I know those experiences. I know what that is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
brings us back to here. All right. Well, again, it's great to hear your voice. I'm very glad you're here.
Me too.
Take care of yourself.
And I'm I'm glad. And it is, the content of this session is really, it's a really helpful one to look at. And I'm, because it's just really, it's really easy to go to pseudos, and it's really helpful to have people talking about not doing that. So, or even what it's like to do that, you know? I mean, it's like, there's the, the practice of not doing, but it's also the description of what it's like when it happens. And that is also the gateway to awareness. So it's like...
Precisely. On really either helpful. Side. And that's what we're getting to see constantly, isn't it? The juxtaposition. Oh, oh, that's ego. And that's what that... Okay, I recognize. And Ashwini just said it. You know, it's that process of, okay, here's clarity. There's identification with the ego story. Okay, so what we're learning to do is recognize the identification with the ego story and go, oh, this is collapsed awareness. That's why the world looks this way. Okay, I know there's an alternative. And now I can turn my attention to what is actually so.
And practicing like the equanimity of just them, you know, both can be helpful lessons. You know, it's like, it's both,
and,
you know,
and the humility.
Both.
The humility, right? I'm on a path, and I'm being guided, and what's guiding me is the authenticity that I'm seeking, and there is nothing wrong. I'm awakening in perfect timing.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like the word humility, it's like the conditioned belief of that is like, it's okay if I'm sometimes bad, but like actually humility is like, this is another state of being, you know, and I'm in this state of being and that state of being, and there's, you know,
I'm learning.
Equally be there.
And my eyes are, the lights are coming up, and I'm learning to hear, and it's all fine.
Yeah.
I'm grateful
and there's
for every
no, like,
minute of it.
Grasping to get to somewhere else. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
No, thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Anna. The thing that I heard in that conversation, right, Sherry, is that in addition to the process, the recognition of the process we're in, because it is really a process, there are so many years in practice that we may spend just recognizing identification, which is the first important step, and that the process is cyclical, and the process repeats, and the process that wants to have a standard about it, an expectation, an outcome, is also something we have to see as part of the ego story. And so the more we practice, the less personal it gets, that that also exists, as Anna was pointing to. And so, that's, I can't hear, because I'm not in the place where hearing is available. But that's okay, because if I stick with it, there's a way in which what prevents me from hearing will get eroded, and I know what that is, you know, to show up every day, to do the assignments, to listen to the radio show without an expectation that it's going to feel different until it does, because that's the process I'm in order to be here.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, our spiritual heroes, you know, never said, well, why don't you give up if you're not there yet? You know, the story that every one of them tells is, what a journey it is, right? And that there's just so much for us to see.
Well, and I think we were looking at this on a recent interview that we were doing, that the notion that it has to be easy for us to be happy, where did we have to let that go as well. It isn't easy. It's simple, but it isn't easy.
Because we're going up against a formidable challenge. Right, we're going up against an ego that does not want to lose power, does not want to lose control, is going to die if we live. And so, yeah. And if we think of it, working out our own salvation diligently. If we look at that again, we have one human being to be saved from suffering, and we can live a life in service to that. I can't think of a better thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that unconditional love is something that is not worth the price of attaining it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
And to realize it's worth everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing, right? That's what's so marvelous about it, right? Because the human being we have the opportunity to save from suffering is the very human being we've been deeply conditioned to hate, to judge, to criticize, to watch, to have standards about, And so we're going to go past all of that in order to recognize who this human being is, first of all, and then unconditionally embrace in conscious compassion and awareness that human being. It's a beautiful, beautiful system.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful process. Mm-hmm. All right, Jerry, that brings us to the end of the show. So our assignment for today, do your daily practice being on the lookout for any subtle messages of self-hate. Use any negative message as a reminder to redirect attention to what is true about you. Recording, mm-hmm. listen. Well, that mm-hmm. is a beautiful statement of what we are practicing.
that's kind of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Thank
Take
you,
care.
Everybody. Take care. Go happy.
Go happy.